Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Nija, N-I-J-A, Henley, H-E-N-L-E-Y. Nija Henley is a 34-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 4/22/22. Apparently, she was lifting boxes of water and felt pain in her wrist. Apparently, she then developed a cyst. Apparently, she did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Apparently, she did have further evaluation and treatment, including surgical removal of her cyst. Apparently, she is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. New paragraph. As per her amended claim petition, she was lifting and injured the left wrist with tendonitis and a cyst. Period. Medical records show she was seen at Concentra on 4/25/22, reporting a wrist injury that occurred the previous Friday. Apparently, she had been wearing a wrist brace. Period. She related she was doing, quote, a pick, end quote, couple cases of 24 cans of Pepsi and heavy water. Period. After that, her left wrist started hurting. Period. She was off on Saturday and Sunday had pain. Period. She used an ACE bandage, ice, and ibuprofen with 50% overall improvement. Here she did work on Sunday. Period. Upon exam, there was wrist pain on the palmar and volar aspects, but full range of motion. Period. There were no paresthesias and no paralysis. Period. No mention was made of a cyst-like structure. Period. She was diagnosed with a left wrist sprain and placed in a splint and on naproxen. Period. On 4/27/22, she was seen by a physician assistant at Inspira Urgent Care. Period. They noted x-rays showed no fractures or dislocations on the wrist or hand x-rays. Period. There was swelling noted on the dorsal surface of the left hand and snuff box tenderness and pain about the thumb with axial loading. Period. She was diagnosed with a left wrist sprain and placed on activity modifications. Period. She followed up here over the next several weeks and remained symptomatic. Period. As of 5/9/22, Dr. Lanza, L-A-N-Z-A, diagnosed her with equivalence tenosynovitis, for which she would need physical therapy and possible orthopedic referral. Period. Physical exam found positive Finkelstein's maneuver, but no mention of any masses or cysts like structures. Period. She was then seen by hand specialist Dr. Strauss, S-T-R-A-U-S-S, on 6/9/22. Period. He noted her course of treatment to date and diagnosed the equivalence tenosynovitis of the left wrist. Period. She accepted a corticosteroid injection on that occasion. Period. She was followed by Dr. Strauss. Period. She had an MRI of the wrist on 7/14/22 to be inserted here. Period. Dr. Strauss reviewed these results with her on 7/25/22, period, it showed a volar carpal ganglion cyst in the area of injury and pain. Period, there is also mild tendonitis in the extensor tendons of the second dorsal compartment. Period, her cyst corresponds with her current physical findings for which he recommended excision. Period. On 7/14/22, Dr. Strauss performed left ganglion cyst excision. for a volar ganglion cyst. Period. She participated in therapy on the dates described. Period. Ongoing care was rendered by Dr. Strauss through 5/16/23. Her cyst had not recurred, and tendon function and neurovascular status were intact. Period. She did have pain at the scar, for which he recommended a course of iontophoresis and therapy twice a week for 6 weeks. Period. Other than that, she would be at maximum medical improvement and was capable of full duty. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper. Inspection revealed multiple transverse linear scars in the left volar forearm that were self-inflicted. Period. She did not wish to explain this further. Period. On the radial aspect and volar radial aspect of the wrist was a 1 1/4 inch scar consistent with her surgery. Period. It was tender to palpation and just tender to palpation. Period. And then normal through, there was mild tenderness to palpation at the radial aspect of the left wrist, but there was none on the right. Hands wrist elbow, there was a positive Finkelstein's maneuver on the left, which was negative on the right. And then cervical is normal. Impressions on 4/22/22. Nyjah Henley was lifting heavy boxes of beverages at work and experienced pain in her wrist. Period. She was initially diagnosed with a sprain and x-rays were negative. Period. She also wore a splint and was seen not only at Concentra but then at Inspira. Period. She came into the hand specialist care of Dr. Strauss, who diagnosed deeper veins tendinitis. Period. MRI was done on 7/14/22 to be inserted here. Period. He explained she would have a permanent scar on the volar aspect of the wrist, and there was 10% chance of cyst recurrence. Period. He did perform left ganglion cyst excision on 10/14/22. Period. She had therapy postoperatively through 2/8/23. Period. New paragraph, the current examination found there to be healed surgical scarring about the left wrist, consistent with her surgery. Period. There was no palpable cyst formation. Period. There was no swelling or crepitus. Period. Range of motion was accomplished fully without discomfort. Period. She was hyperreactive with tenderness to palpation about the scar on her wrist. Period. There were also self-inflicted linear scars in the left volar forearm that she did not want to explain, stating, quote, "don't judge me," period, end quote. Of course, I was not judging her in any respect. Period. She did have a positive Finkelstein's maneuver on the left. Period. In paragraph, this case represents 3.5% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left hand. Period. This is for the orthopedic residuals of the left wrist ganglion cyst treated surgically without any recurrence. Period. Her subjective complaints are disproportionate to the objective findings and mechanism of injury in this case. Period. And that is the end.